Welcome to Magic Moonlog. I am your host, Dawn Marie Franzen, and this is a weekly series looking at the astrological forecast. So sit back and relax, and let's see what the moon and stars will bring us. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Magic Moonlog. As of right now, I'm in between jobs. I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys before or not, but I had to get out of the place that I was working at because it was very toxic and there was a lot of negativity. And I'm glad I get out when I did. Let me just put it that way. I'm feeling a lot better. I haven't had any stress. I'm not overwhelmed. I haven't been sick, so I feel like myself again. I feel whole. I feel like a big weight has been lifted off, you know? And I waited too long. I waited too long to get out of there. And yes, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a backup plan, which is unusual for me because whenever I leave a place of employment, I always make sure I have another job lined up, right? But I really had to get out of there. And it was the best thing I could have done for myself, you know, for my mental health and my overall well-being. You know what I mean? Anyway, I don't want to get too much onto that subject, but did you guys watch the eclipse, the lunar eclipse? I did not get it from the beginning. I went to bed and I think I got up about 3:30 and I went over to my window. I did take a couple of pictures, but it was inside, you know, through the window, and it was really, really grainy shots. Not really impressive. It was kind of like a few hours in already. So, nothing major. And it's funny because I haven't seen anybody post pictures of it. So I'm not sure if it was just because of the hour or maybe nobody got great pictures. Anyway, let's get on with the Astrocast for the week of March 30 to April 5. Yes, we are already coming up to another month. Can you believe this? This is crazy. Although I will say, now that I've been out of work for about, 3 weeks now. So the beginning of March is when I left work. So the month has gone by a little slower than normal, but still, you know, I still can't believe that it's almost April, that we're coming into April. It's crazy. All right, so here we go. So on Saturday, the moon and Mars are square at 2:43 a.m. The moon and sun are trine at 11:44. At 5:29 p.m., the moon and Saturn are square. On Sunday, March 31, happy Easter for those who celebrate it. The moon and Jupiter are quincunx at 12:26 a.m. At 7:06, the moon and Uranus are quincunx. At 2:06 p.m., the moon and Venus are square. The moon and Mercury are trine at 6:54. The moon squares with Neptune at 8:16 and then is void until 12:05 a.m. Monday when it enters Capricorn. On Monday, April 1, April Fools! At 1:49 p.m., the moon and Mars are sextile. The moon is square with the sun at 11:15 and also enters the fourth quarter phase. And then at 6:14 p.m., Mercury goes retrograde. So when a planet goes retrograde, it means that it's sort of resting and it appears to be moving backward. So it will start to move forward in about 3.5 weeks. During this time, all of the functions that Mercury serves is at a standstill. You may feel a little off at this time, and it might seem that the time is dragging on. Some astrologers will advise you to halt from making any important decisions during this time. But sometimes it can't be helped. You know what I mean? So I say, do what you got to do. Now, try not to worry too much about it if it can't be helped. Obviously, if you already started plans before the retrograde period, then you're absolutely fine. Okay? So think about, like, if you're getting married within the next couple of weeks. You've already started making your wedding plans, right? So that's already in the works. Anything that's already in the works is absolutely fine. Okay? You've gone for a job interview. You know, they've already seen you. Now, some people will say, but you didn't get the job until it was during the retrograde period. So the job might not last long. Just use your best judgment. Do the best you can. Closing on a house, that's another big thing. If you have already been in the process before the retrograde period, then you're absolutely fine. Okay? Try not to make those huge decisions during that time. Now, if your fiance asks you to marry you because he doesn't know about retrograde or anything like that, or she, you know, he or she doesn't know the retrograde, then it's up to you whether you want to turn them down or not. I would say go with your gut feeling. If they don't know anything about retrograde and they don't know anything about astrology, don't make that as an excuse to hold it off. Do you know what I'm saying? Say yes if you want to say yes. That's my point. Other things that might be affected during this time is communication, technological issues, brain function, travel, and financial situations. And this just means that you might just have a little bit of trouble with one of these things, maybe some, maybe all, maybe none, all right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to come crashing down. Your world is not going to crumble around you, okay? So Mercury in retrograde will be happening during a fire sign in Aries, all right? Now, Aries is a creative and a brilliant sign. So you have the capacity, you have the capability to come up with different solutions, all right? If you feel that you don't want to make that big decision or you don't want to make a change during that time, what solutions can you find will help you through the next few weeks, okay? Like I said, if something can't be helped, do not fret about it. Do not worry about it. Meditate on it if you want. Do a little spell if you want, you know, if that's going to get you through. But honestly, you know, it's not a huge deal. It just, we might feel a little off. We might feel a little unbalanced, you know, things like that. So we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. So let's move on to the rest of the Astrocast. So at 12:46 a.m. on Tuesday, the Moon and Saturn sextile. The Moon and Jupiter are trine at 7:44. At 1:20 p.m., the Moon is trine with Uranus. On Wednesday, the Moon and Mercury are square at 12:11 a.m. At 12:58, the Moon and Venus are sextile. The Moon sextiles Neptune at 1:40 and is void, of course, until 5:08 when it enters Aquarius. The Moon and Pluto are in conjunction at 8:23. Venus and Neptune are in conjunction at 9:10 a.m. At 6:45 a.m. on Thursday, the Moon and Sun sextile. At 11:43, the Moon and Jupiter square. And then at 4:24 p.m., the Moon and Uranus are square. At 12 a.m. on Friday, Venus enters Aries. At 1:40, the Moon sextiles Mercury and is void, of course, until 7:13 when it enters Pisces. So what does it all mean? Well, I'm going to tell you. There will be a lot of thinking going on, both serious and emotional. Now, relax with friends and family on Easter if you celebrate it. I know I'll be with my family. We usually have a big dinner and have some desserts and stuff. The kids hunt for Easter eggs and, the Easter bunny comes to the grandkids and stuff like that. So also on Easter Day, you may experience abrupt changes in your mood when it comes to old patterns. So maybe some of your Easter traditions are not the same this year. Maybe they're a little different and that's putting you off. Or maybe you're a little aggravated with the same old, same old. Okay? You might have a little bit of feeling of that. There could be some questions concerning philosophical outlooks. Okay? Now on Monday, April Fool's Day, there will be excitement in the air. Of course, being April Fool's, right? Patience will be needed while your friends, your family, your coworkers are playing their silly pranks. Also, Mercury is in retrograde. So think of words starting with R-E, right? Like retrograde. So things like revisit, reschedule, renew, etc. Okay? Think about all of those, and that'll help you through the retrograde period if you're concerned about it. Midweek, you might find yourself giving good advice, progressing with your ideas, influencing others, and having emotional upheavals. And although there might be a period of worry, you might also fear cheerfulness too, and meditating can help with that. During the end of the week, you might find gain through all the hard work you've been doing, as long as it's practical. When Venus is in Aries, which happens on Friday, abundance is found through taking initiative and going after what you want. All right, well, there's that. Magic Moon Log is sponsored by Life Changing Energy. They've got yoga outfits and all kinds of other clothing, jewelry, and healing tools. Take an online course. I took my course with Vicki Gold and am now a certified crystal and chakra healer. Please visit lifechangingenergy.com and use the promo code MAGIC7. That's magic with a K, number 7, for 7% off your purchase. And now back to the show. Okay, so let's go on with the spell of the week from the Witch's Spell a Day Almanac. And this is Embody the Goddess and God. And it's on page 75, if you have this book and you follow along. All right, so it's for April 4, which is Thursday. And the color of the day is crimson, and the incense of the day is myrrh. Somatics is the practice of tuning into the body, developing a mind-body connection in order to recognize clues to the eternal, emotional, or psychological state coming from an external alignment, posture, or practice. Many psychotherapeutic practitioners use somatics to work with people experiencing extreme trauma. Somatics can also be used proactively. Instead of looking for signs in the body that speak about internal states, we can use the body to create an internal state. Today, embody your inner goddess, God. Stand with your feet wider apart than your hips. Engage your butt muscles, your gluteus maximus, so your pelvis pushes slightly forward. Place your hands on your hips. Roll your shoulders back and down, lifting your chest slightly. Turn your palms out and tip your chin up slightly. Look to the horizon. Consciously breathe and feel the power of this stance and notice how it uplifts your spirit. Thou art goddess, thou art God. And this is written by Dallas Jennifer Cobb. All right. Now, you know what's next. The everyday card spells. Everyday spells cards. I don't know. Sometimes I get that mixed up. All right. This is the breakup ritual. You'll need 2 drops of rosemary, 1 drop peppermint oil, 1 pinch lavender, 2 pinches thyme. After suffering the end of any relationship, Try a bath to purify. Draw a warm bath at noon when the sun is at its healing peak. Add the essential oils and run the water to ensure they are thoroughly mixed into your bath. As you soak in tub, repeat the following spell. Sadness, I release you. Fatigue, I release you. I greet this day anew. I greet my life renewed. Blessed be. And as usual, I will post that on the Facebook page. All right, now, this is the Oracle card I'm reading again. Are you getting sick of these? Well, too bad. See, because I think they're pretty awesome. And I don't know, sometimes like, I'm having trouble opening the box though. Sometimes I use a set of Oracle cards and, you know, instead of jumping from one deck to the other, I just use one deck for a while. You know, because especially when you're new to them, I mean, I'm not new to this deck, but when you are new to a deck, it really helps to use them as often as you can to get used to them and to resonate with them, feel a connection with them, you know, things like that. Oh, okay. Cards. Okay. Sometimes I'm not the best shuffler in the world, as you might be able to tell. I don't know. But this is how I do it. Some people do it this way. And I don't know. I'm a little clumsier that way. See what I mean? If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see what I mean. But, and even though, I mean, I've got kind of big hands anyway. But even though these are bigger than playing cards, right? It's still easier for me to shuffle it this way. All right. I'm going to take the top card. And it is... Ooh. I spill everything. Discovery. All right. And it's number 15. So I'll take it from the book. And the keyword is potential. This is a time to open your eyes and examine what is really in your world. Is it of your liking? Is your view of reality encompassing all that it can? Is it time to open up to your unlimited potential? Delve into life and discover all that there is for your asking. Step out of your comfort zone and try something new. Start a new hobby. What is it that you have always wanted to do but have put on the back burner? It's time to do it. Get involved with others. Join a group or a club. Take a class in something that sparks your interest. Expand upon your life experience in ways that promise your well-being. Be open to new ideas and new ways of seeing things. Listen to others' views with an open mind. There is a lot you can add to your life by being open and accepting of change. Life is always evolving and constantly offering up opportunity for growth. Go with it and grow and learn as much as possible. Now, with all that being said, we did talk about Mercury being in retrograde. And not wanting to maybe try new things at that time. So if you are concerned about that period of time, you know, keep in mind that it starts on Monday. Okay. So if you want to try something new, but you don't want to do it during the retrograde period, you know, either do it before or do it afterwards in the 3.5 weeks, after 3.5 weeks. Okay. So the chant to this card is, open me to that which enriches my life and the lives of others through me. Show me the realms of possibilities and the mysteries of life. I ask for guidance in all that I do, and I open myself to accept this help and to acknowledge its presence. I now see clearly what is around me, what is behind me, and what is before me. I am so blessed, so be it. And then it says, learn something new today. All right. So there you go. All right. So that is all I have for you today. I hope you guys have a great Easter holiday if you celebrate. And make sure to pull some pranks on your friends on April Fool's Day. I can't believe we're coming up to another month. My birthday is coming up soon. I'm so excited. All right, everyone. Have a very magical week. If you like this episode or show, please consider going over to Apple or Spotify to give me a rating and review. It will really help with the algorithm of the show. Share with your friends and follow me at Witch Magic on Instagram. You can also join us on the Witch Magic Facebook group. If you would like to support the show even more, you could check out my Patreon and Ko-fi pages and join the tier of your choosing and budget for extra perks, as well as helping me maybe get a cup of tea. Thanks, everyone.